Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and I hope you're having a great day today, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, we're looking forward to a great weekend with the Smiths. That's Tony and Dee Smith. They're representatives for Victory Baptist Press out of Milton, Florida, and dear friends as well, and just through the years, appreciate his faithfulness and their faithfulness to serve the Lord. And now they travel the country raising money to buy the paper, to print the John and Romans, to print the New Testaments, to print the Bibles, to print the gospel tracts that go out free of charge to our missionaries around the world. And a great, great ministry there with Victory Baptist Press. And he'll be preaching for us Sunday morning 10:30, Sunday night at 5:30. And we look forward to a wonderful, wonderful time with the Smiths. And that'll be a great, great Sunday. And we kick off our Operation Saturation. You say, what is that? Well, we have a big community fun fest that goes on Saturday, May the 20th, from noon to 3 p.m. Right here on our church property. And everything's free of charge. There's games to play and carnival-type games. And there's cotton candy. There's popcorn. And there's also going to be Mexican food, and there's regular hot dogs, and then there's some Greek food, and it's just a great, great time. Everything's free, no charge. Just come out and enjoy, and we look forward to having you here on May the 20th. We have 10,000 flyers that we'll get out advertising that special day, but you sure can help as our radio listeners to spread the word as well, and we'd love to have just a great crowd. I think we had about 1,500 last year that came, and we look forward to another great crowd this year as well. And so we appreciate you praying for that day. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Psalm 42, please. Psalm 42. If you notice with me in Psalm 42 and verse number 5, the Bible says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." And then notice with me verse 11. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." And then chapter 43 and verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." David's in the midst of some very difficult circumstances here. And in the midst of the difficulties, in the midst of the trouble, the Spirit of God has him pen these words, not once, not twice, but three times. "Hope thou in God." Oh, I'm reminded of the ship that Paul was on when they were in trouble, and over in Acts chapter 27, and the Bible says all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. In other words, they were saying there was no hope. And those are dreaded words. No one likes to hear the words "no hope." When the mechanic comes out to talk to you about your car and he says there's no hope. When the doctor comes out and tells you about your loved one, there's no hope. I tell you, that's a devastating, those are two devastating words. But one man had hope on that ship. His name was Paul. And he stood on shore that day and he says, "Folks, be of good cheer, for I believe God." I mean, this world is in a bad shape right now. We're in a bad way. The leadership's terrible, and there is no leadership, and we're weak, and there's wars and rumors of wars throughout, and from Iran and Iraq and on the Israelis and Syria and then Ukraine and then Russia and then China and Taiwan and then Korea, and it's unbelievable the day in which we live. And listen, people are giving up hope, and somebody ought to stand up and say, "Hope thou in God, be of good cheer. I believe God." Someone said it's impossible. I believe it might have been George Washington. It's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. We have no form of government, my friend, in America that is capable of dealing with an irreligious, immoral people. You say, "Well, preacher, what's the answer?" Hope thou in God. We have to turn to God, not from God. If we're going to turn to God, then we have to hope in God. And can I help us? If we don't, Christian, who else will? We have to put our hope in God. Now, number one, we hope in His Word. What did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You can't trust in God and have hope in God, confidence in God. And let me make you understand, hope in the Bible is not like we use hope today. Okay? Hope today is cross your fingers, you know, carry a four-leaf clover with you and hope for the best. You know, that's not hope. That's more of a wish. Okay? In the Bible, hope was a certainty of something that is yet to happen. You know, that's why the second coming of Christ is called the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not a wish, I cross my fingers, I hope He's coming. No, I know He's coming. It just hasn't happened yet. And so the Bible gives us words of hope. It gives us words of confidence. It gives us words we can trust in. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, my hope, my confidence, my trust is in the Word of God. The songwriter had it right when he said, my heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. I'm not leaning on the word of a government official. I'm not leaning on the word of the president. I'm not leaning on the word of a talk radio host. I'm leaning on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. You're going to get the stand on the words of the Word of God. Hope thou in the Word of God. Hope in the Church of God. Hope in the Church of God. The Bible talks about that Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. I mean the local, visible body of believers. Now, if I say I love my wife, then I want to spend time with her. I mean, suppose you get married and you go on the honeymoon. Oh, I mean, that was, by the way, that's what, boy, was that enjoyable. 1 week, no one but us. I longed for that when I was dating my wife. Oh, man, just to be with you and spend time with you. And we had a whole week. Why? I love her. And we still look forward to our vacations. And why? We just get to be together. That's what I look forward to. That's what I enjoy. You love someone, you want to be with them. Well, Christ loved the church, and He gave Himself for it. So give yourself to the church that Christ gave Himself for. The church is your place of service. The church is a place to show your love for God. At Calvary, Jesus showed His love for me. At church, I serve and show my love for Jesus. Hope thou in God. Hope thou in the Church of God by serving in the Church of God. America is going to find her hope again when churches get right with God and people begin to serve God through their local church. When de Tocqueville visited America, and he toured the government, and he toured businesses, and he looked at our farms and our agriculture, and he went to our churches. And he finally concluded this. His statement was, America is great because America is good. When it ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. And my friend, we have ceased to be good because we've gone away from God. And without God, you don't get good. And so if we don't love the church, my friend, and you don't love the church if you don't ever spend time there, could you convince your wife that you love her if you spent 1 hour a week with her? Well, how in the world do you convince God you love His church when you spend 1 hour a week there? If you loved your husband or wife like that, they'd divorce you. Set your hope in God. Set your hope in the Word of God. Set your hope in the Church of God. We need the church of Jesus Christ. And then set your hope in prayer. Set your hope in prayer. In Psalm 28 and verse number 1, again, the psalmist said this, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down to the pit. If I have hope in God, I must pray. Oh, too many Christians are closet atheists. What's that mean? They don't pray. You go day in, day in, week out, and you never talk to God. You live no different than those who don't know God. I mean, what about call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not? What about open thy mouth wide and I will fill it? How about men ought always to pray and not to faint? How about pray without ceasing? You see, Daniel prayed and he was safe in the lion's den. Elijah prayed and fire fell from heaven. Joshua prayed and the sun stood still. Moses prayed and the waters parted the Red Sea. And Gideon prayed and he defeated the Midianites with 300 men. Hannah prayed and God gave her Samuel. To hope thou in God, you must pray.
wonder if you recorded your prayers for a week, for 7 days, would it prove that you're a Christian? My friend, our country has lost hope because Christians have lost hope in prayer. My hope today is not in the White House. It's not in Congress. It's not in a president. It's not in the Republican Party or Democratic Party or the legislation or the professional sports leagues or in curfews. My friend, my hope is in God. My hope's in the Word of God. My hope's in the Church of God. My hope is in prayer to God. My hope is in the heaven of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. You see, heaven's a real place, my friend. And I don't care who you are today. I don't have to know you. I know something about you. What is that? You're dying. And I am too. And once we take our last breath, we're going to one of two places, heaven or hell. Do you have the confidence? Do you have the trust that you're going to the heaven of God? Well, my friend, there's only one way to have that confidence, that hope, that blessed hope, and that is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus said, I am the way. Not a Baptist way, not a Methodist way, not a Catholic way, not many ways, many paths to God. No, that's not scriptural. Jesus is the way, not a way, the way. You have to personally trust Him as your Savior. And then Jesus said, I'm preparing a place for you that where I am, there you may be also. And He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. So Titus tells us we're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm looking for Him to return. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come, I will go home. It may be today. Maybe today, my friend. But hope thou in God. I'm asking you today, radio listener, hope in God. Hope in the Word of God. Hope in the Church of God. Hope in the praying to God. And hope in the heaven of God. I love the song that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, my hope is in the Lord who gave Himself for me. Hope thou in God. What a great, great encouragement that is from the psalmist to you and to me today. And I plan to do it, and I hope you do too. Well, I hope you have a great Lord's Day on Sunday. And we will look forward to having the Smiths with us. And we have Picture Sunday, so we're going to get a group picture taken after the morning service. And then we'll be looking ahead next week as we head towards Mother's Day on May the 14th. And we may say more about that next week. All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, everyone. Again, thank you for praying and thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. If we can help you in any way, please contact us. We'd love to be a blessing to you and a help to you if we can. Bob will give you that information here at the close of the broadcast, all right? And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.